Today we celebrate a very unique feast. We celebrate a feast of two saints. One, Pope St. Cornelius, and as far as I know, he's the first and only. And two, St. Cyprian, the great Archbishop of Carthage in Northern Africa. And what is interesting about it is that for a time, not always, but for a time, they were bitter enemies. And this because of the situation of the Lapsi. And of course, if I ask any of you in private what the Lapsi are, you're not going to know anything. You think God alone knows what you think. You probably think it's some kind of a after-dinner liqueur. It's not. The Lapsi are those people who, faced with persecution, lapsed into heresy. In other words, they were not faithful to Christ. They were not faithful to the church. And this was a big problem in the first three or four centuries of the church. And of course, there are some people, especially today, some of those fanatics, who would say, well, they need to all be excommunicated and thrown in hell, blah, blah, blah. No. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save us. And of course, if anybody is without sin, let him throw the first rock. And the only one that is without sin, or those who are, Mary and Joseph did not throw any rocks to anybody. So that is the attitude that we must take as well. So anyway, Pope St. Cornelius, after many... Now, Rome at this point, and he was martyred in 253, very early in the church's history. Rome at that time had 30,000 Catholics. I think that's more than we have in Pensacola. 30,000 Catholics. Now, some of those fell to the wayside because they were weak. They were cowards. And that's one of the things that afflicts the church the most. At every age, there are cowards. Of course, I have no like for cowards. I would have been on the other side. But nevertheless, if they ask forgiveness, they need to be forgiven. But the problem was that there was a difference between whether they should be baptized again or not baptized again. By today's theology, which is not new, it's centuries and centuries old, they would not be baptized, they would just do penance. Of course, penance in those days was very, very severe penance. Sometimes they were asked to sit in front of the church for 30 days and 30 nights. I know I couldn't take that, so I'm certainly not going to lapse. But that required that they did not have to be baptized again. Of course, the church teaches that if a person is truly, validly baptized, they cannot be baptized again. And oftentimes we see, because of the Protestant sects and the heresies and so forth, that the baptism that they have received, people who convert, was not valid. And therefore we baptize conditionally. Well, this is what St. Cornelius determined. And of course, many people did not agree to that. And of course, when I say people, it was mostly clerics, priests, and so forth. In the meantime, St. Cyprian in Northern Africa, he was a convert, and he was not only baptized and confirmed, but eventually was ordained priest, and eventually became the Archbishop of Carthage in Northern Africa, one of the most important. He had over 300 dioceses under him. All those other bishops were betokened to him. And so he was very important. But on top of that, his sermons were to die for. And they are still held to this day. Well, in the meantime, they had their differences, but then they began to see the reality, and then they began to become very, very good friends by letter. I don't think they even ever met. But by letter, they were pen pals, super pen pals. And of course, the Pope, St. Cornelius, was beheaded in 253. And the great father of the church, St. Cyprian, Bishop of Carthage, was beheaded in 258. And so we have two that probably never met, did not die together, were not baptized together, but nevertheless, they were first enemies and then became great friends. And they were martyred one after the other for the faith and for the glory of Christ. This is the saints' testimony that we need to follow. There are other saints today that were venerated today, but I don't know too much about them, I didn't read about them. We can't preach about everybody. However, tomorrow is a very, very beautiful and wonderful day, especially for those of us who are in some way related to the Franciscan family. Tomorrow is a commemoration of the holy stigmata of St. Francis of Assisi that he received 3 years before his death in 1226. So commend yourselves, commend me in this parish's shrine to St. Francis of Assisi in a very special way tomorrow, and of course, we shall celebrate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.